9. Universal Absolute Unity. The unqualified absolute and the deity absolute are unified in the universal absolute. The absolutes are coordinated in the ultimate, conditioned in the supreme, and time-space modified in God the Sevenfold. On sub-infinite levels there are three absolutes, but in infinity they appear to be one. On paradise there are three personalizations of deity, but in the Trinity they are one. The major philosophic proposition of the Master Universe is this. Did the Absolute, the three Absolutes as one in infinity, exist before the Trinity? And is the Absolute ancestral to the Trinity? Or is the Trinity antecedent to the Absolute? Is the unqualified Absolute a force presence independent of the Trinity? Does the presence of the Deity Absolute connote the unlimited function of the Trinity? And is the universal absolute the final function of the Trinity, even a trinity of trinities? On first thought, a concept of the absolute as ancestor to all things, even the Trinity, seems to afford transitory satisfaction of consistency gratification and philosophic unification. But any such conclusion is invalidated by the actuality of the eternity of the Paradise Trinity. We are taught, and we believe, that the Universal Father and His Trinity associates are eternal in nature and existence. There is, then, but one consistent philosophic conclusion, and that is, the Absolute is, to all universe intelligences, the impersonal and coordinate reaction of the Trinity of Trinities. To all basic and primary space situations, intra-universal and extra-universal. To all personality intelligences of the grand universe, the Paradise Trinity forever stands in finality, eternity, supremacy, and ultimacy, and, for all practical purposes of personal comprehension and creature realization, as absolute. As creature minds may view this problem, they are led to the final postulate of the universal I Am as the primal cause and the unqualified source of both the Trinity and the Absolute. When, therefore, we crave to entertain a personal concept of the Absolute, we revert to our ideas and ideals of the Paradise Father. When we desire to facilitate comprehension or to augment consciousness of this otherwise impersonal Absolute, we revert to the fact that the Universal Father is the existential Father of Absolute Personality. The Eternal Son is the Absolute Person, though not in the experiential sense, the personalization of the Absolute. And then we go on to envisage the experiential trinities as culminating in the experiential personalization of the Deity Absolute, while conceiving the Universal Absolute as constituting the universe and the extra-universe phenomena of the manifest presence of the impersonal activities of the unified and coordinated Deity associations of supremacy, ultimacy, and infinity, the Trinity of Trinities. God the Father is discernible on all levels from the finite to the infinite, and though His creatures from paradise to the evolutionary worlds have variously perceived Him, only the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit know Him as in infinity. Spiritual personality is absolute only on paradise, and the concept of the absolute is unqualified only in infinity. Deity presence is absolute only on paradise, and the revelation of God must always be partial, relative, and progressive, until His power becomes experientially infinite in the space potency of the unqualified absolute, while His personality manifestation becomes experientially infinite in the manifest presence of the Deity absolute, and while these two potentials of infinity become reality unified in the universal absolute. But beyond sub-infinite levels, the three absolutes are one, and thereby is infinity deity realized regardless of whether any other order of existence ever self-realizes consciousness of infinity. Existential status in eternity implies existential self-consciousness of infinity, even though another eternity may be required to experience self-realization of the experiential potentialities inherent in an infinity eternity, an eternal infinity. And God the Father is the personal source of all manifestations of deity and reality to all intelligent creatures and spirit beings throughout all the universe of universes. as personalities now or in the successive universe experiences of the eternal future, no matter if you achieve the attainment of God the Sevenfold, comprehend God the Supreme, find God the Ultimate, or attempt to grasp the concept of God the Absolute, you will discover to your eternal satisfaction that in the consummation of each adventure you have, on new experiential levels, rediscovered the eternal God, the Paradise Father of all universe personalities. The Universal Father is the explanation of universal unity as it must be supremely, even ultimately, realized in the post-ultimate unity of absolute values and meanings, unqualified reality. The Master Force organizers go out into space and mobilize its energies to become gravity responsive to the Paradise Pull of the Universal Father. And subsequently, there come the Creator Sons, who organize these gravity-responding forces into inhabited universes, and therein evolve intelligent creatures who receive unto themselves the spirit of the Paradise Father, and subsequently ascend to the Father to become like Him in all possible divinity attributes. The ceaseless and expanding march of the Paradise creative forces through space seems to presage the ever-extending domain of the gravity grasp of the Universal Father and the never-ending multiplication of varied types of intelligent creatures who are able to love God and to be loved by Him, and who, by thus becoming God-knowing, may choose to be like Him, may elect to attain Paradise, and find God. The universe of universes is altogether unified. God is one in power and personality. There is coordination of all levels of energy and all phases of personality, philosophically and experientially, in concept and in reality. All things and beings center in the Paradise Father. God is all and in all, and no things or beings exist without Him.